What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Nightcapping with Nara Lee.
Something gotta give, okay? I gotta find another way to record, another platform to record this shit on, because I literally recorded a whole fucking hour. A whole hour, y'all. And I went to save it, upload it, and all that, and I started editing it. And somehow it recorded only 2 minutes of a take that I did that I deleted, but the entire 67 minutes that I recorded just vanished into thin air. This is not the first time this has happened, so I'm over it. This episode was supposed to be about Malcolm and Marie. And I didn't talk about it for an hour, and I don't want to talk about it again. That's how frustrated I am. 67 minutes, y'all. Gone. Just long gone. I don't know if that's God's way of telling me I was talking too much and I need to cut it short, but anyway. Malcolm and Marie, y'all. I can't even fucking talk about it no more because all the excitement that I had and all the stuff that I said, I don't even want to try to remember it. And I don't, like I said, I can't recreate that vibe. Like, I'm not going to recreate that shit that I just said. That's annoying. Like, fuck. So I'm going to just keep it short. it was a good movie. I liked it. Would I ever watch it again? Probably not. I am not the arguing type. Therefore, I do not want to watch people argue for 2 hours. I watched it more because of the artistic portion of it. I guess I watched it because, I fell in love with the artistic part of it. So great acting. It felt very authentic. It felt very real. It was a lot of passion. My favorite scene of the movie was when Malcolm basically rips. Well, Malcolm is John David Washington. That's the actor. His character is Malcolm. Zendaya, she's Marie. And he rips her to shreds in the fucking tub. That's my favorite part of the movie. I felt him on every fucking level. From him ripping her to shreds to him walking away, pacing in the hallway, and then coming back and being like, girl, I love you. Like, that was my favorite part, hands down. The way she acted that shit out, her emotions, the way he acted it out, it was top notch. There was a lot of highs and lows in the movie. I would say that there were a lot of good points. God, y'all, it's so fucking hard to go over this shit again because I just talked about this for a whole hour. like, I'm upset. Like Drake, I'm upset. Okay, I'm just upset. I can't get over it. But anyway, it was good. I enjoyed it. I would say that this movie reminded me of the 46th chapter in 48 Laws of Power, where it was talking about not being too perfect. And how being too perfect and not showing any flaws creates envy in people that are closest to you. And I felt like this movie was a great depiction of that because I felt like Marie admired but also envied Malcolm because he was able to rise up and evolve when originally they essentially started on the same level playing field. Like, she was a model, probably not like Sports Illustrated. She probably was like aspiring model, and he was still like trying to figure out his voice and his path when it comes to writing and producing and directing movies and stuff like that. So it sounded like they were on the same level playing field, but because he's college educated or whatever, he had a little bit of an up on her. But essentially finding their place in the world, they were in the same spot. And it seemed like she envied that he was successful. In the book, 48 Laws of Power, they talk about how there's a story about this guy named Joe Orton. And what's that man's name? Joe Orton and something. What's that man's name? Hollywell, something. Joe Orton and... Kenneth Hollywell. So the story in the book, Joe Orton and Kenneth Hollywell, basically they started off as actors, decided that they didn't want to act anymore. And so they ventured into writing. Further along in the story, they end up in jail together. They end up in jail, but they're separated, but in jail. One finds their voice. The other person is kind of just stagnant because after being in jail and losing all their money, they just haven't been able to get out of this funk. But the other one kind of finds this inspiration in jail and basically evolves. And Orton is the one who evolves. He gets famous and recognized. He gets all these accolades for all these things that he's done that's so great. And Hollywell is just a hating ass bitch that happens to sleep next to him. Basically, he ends up envying Orton because he just feels like he has been downgraded to the assistant. Mind you, Hollywell is older than Orton and originally was the breadwinner. And so when they ran out of money and they went to jail and all that, the tables turned. And Hollywell didn't take that so well. And I just feel like there's a thing to be said about grace. And when I was reading the story in the book, not once did they ever say that Orton had a chip on his shoulder when Hollywell was the one bringing in the bread and when Hollywell was the one coming up with the ideas for scripts and stuff like that. But the moment the tables is turned, Hollywell's ego was bruised and he basically was like hating on his spouse. And it's like, we're in this together, but he was hating. And I felt like it was very similar to what Marie was putting Malcolm through. Not to say that Malcolm was right, because there were some things that Malcolm was just doing that was crossing the line all the way. But the overall thing that I had got from it from beginning to end, because Marie kept bringing up the same thing. You didn't say thank you. You didn't say thank you. You didn't say thank you. And she brought it up in different ways, but ultimately she just wanted to be validated. She wanted to be acknowledged and she wanted to feel as important as him. That's pretty much what the summary of the fucking movie was about. She just wanted him to validate her feelings, and that nigga for the life of him could not fucking do it. He could apologize. He even admitted where he was wrong in some parts, but he would always step on his fucking toes and say something that was just completely uncalled for. There was a lot of low blows. Like, I just feel like if you're in a relationship like that, PSA, if you're in a relationship where you guys tear each other to shreds or abuse each other, whether it's physically or mentally, get out. It's not healthy. Leave. Don't give a fuck if you got to live in a cardboard box. Go, please. For everyone's sanity. Because me watching the shit, I'm exhausted. Okay. Back to my review. So there was a lot of highs and lows. I felt like Marie was very passive aggressive. And then when her buttons was pressed, baby, she came out swinging. She kind of reminded me of like a cancer. Like, cancers are like that. You know, like they're very sensitive. They'll tell you how they feel. They have a very fucking foul mouth when they're upset. But then when they get what they dish out, they can't take it. And Malcolm reminded me of an Aries, like very stubborn, very bullheaded, or he could have been a Taurus too, because you can't tell them shit. But the dynamic between the two, it was almost like Marie resented Malcolm for being who he was. And Malcolm depended on Marie, but didn't want the world to know that for the sake of his image. And she mentions that in the movie, that basically, like, the success of your career is in tangent with your ability to basically leave me exposed. Like, you spare no expense to let people shit on me for the sake of your career. And it's true. Like, he basically, like, he would come down on her in the movie about how she treated other people, but not once did he defend her when it came to how those people treated her. And that shit I ain't really like. Like, I don't really get down with shit like that. And so I felt her on that. Like, you can't, you know, I'm your girl. I'm supposed to be, like, your rider. You're supposed to be mine. And it's like, you just let people disrespect me, which makes me feel like you don't respect me, or you think very little of me. Because if you don't even tell them that they can't say it, that makes me feel like you think it, you know? There was a lot of parts in the movie that I just was so uncomfortable. Like, the part where it's towards the beginning of the movie when she's like making him mac and cheese and he's like kissing all on her and he's like low key eating her ass. And she basically was like, you want salted or unsalted butter? Like, I was like, this is so awkward. Because, I don't know if I would let somebody get that close to me if I wasn't feeling them like that. But there's a lot of parts in the movie that I was just like, man, like, this is probably why I'm single, because I would not put up with half the shit that they was putting up with. And on top of that, I'm not with the arguing and making up right after. Like, I don't do shit like that. Don't touch me. I need 3 to 5 business days. Like, I'm good. And they were just like hating each other 1 minute, kissing each other the next, hating each other another minute, fucking on each other the next. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I felt like I was in a Twilight Zone. Either you hate each other or you don't. That's where I'm at with it. Very exhausting. I don't know if I would ever watch it again, just because I can't do the arguing. It was a lot of arguing and I was feeling very like, okay, when is this over? I think I checked out like the last 30 minutes. The movie's like 2 hours long. But I checked out like the last 30 minutes because I was just tired of the arguing. Like, I felt like Malcolm. I'm in bed. You supposed to give me some head, and I was supposed to go to sleep and with a smile on my face. I had a great review, great movie night, premiere, all that. You want to bring up some shit, now we in an argument, and you just want to stand in the doorway and remind me how I didn't say thank you, and I apologized to you 2 hours ago at the beginning of the fucking movie, but you still wanted to argue about it and then bring it up again 2 hours later when I thought I apologized for it. He was exhausted and I was exhausted with him. Like, I wanted to lay in the bed next to him. Like, when is this bitch gonna shut up? And I'm not saying that he was right, because he was wrong on so many levels. But I'm also the type of person, what is the solution to this problem? Because apparently apologizing was not it. You wanted something more that he could not give. At that point, you need to find your peace with it. He apologized. Conversation over. At least that's the way that I look at it. Anytime that I've ever been in a situation where somebody's telling me how they feel about something, the first thing I do is ask myself, do I care about this enough to fight it? And if the answer is no, I concede. You're right. You win. I'm wrong. I won't do it again. Because it means something to them. It means absolutely nothing to me. So if it means nothing to you, why would you fight for it? Just let them have it. Like, that is like the epitome of like pick and choose your battles. And I just felt like Marie was picking every fucking battle. She wasn't picking and choosing. She was just choosing. She chose violence that night. Pure fucking violence. She didn't care who was the casualty. She was going to choose war. And at all costs, she was going to walk out of there with some battle scars. And the crazy part is, Malcolm tried to avoid it as much as he could. But when she would press them buttons, he would let loose. And he did not hold no punches. And I was like, girl, stop pushing him. Because he keep making your ass cry. You over here talking about, why you ain't never put me in the movie? Like, where the fuck did that come from? When she did that, and she said, why you ain't never asked me? Why you ain't cast me as the girl? I think he was even kissing on her at the time. That's what I meant. Like, she was finding shit to argue about. And then my thing was with Malcolm was like, he was pretending that he cared, but he really didn't fucking care. So why you ask this girl what she want? Why you ask her what's wrong with her? You don't fucking care. So why you even asking? Why? What was the point? To get her riled up for what? They irritated me, both of them. They're very, very irritating. I talked to my friend, and my friend was like, girl, I couldn't even get the movie. She turned that shit off. She turned that shit off because she was like, I couldn't do it. And then I talked to another friend, and she's just like, I could relate. Then you talk to me, and I'm like, I could never. And that's not me saying that I'm bigger than anybody. Because there's definitely some shit, if it was put in a movie, and it's probably some shit that I would put up with, then yeah, but I don't do the arguing, y'all. I'm not going to repeat myself. I hate repeating myself, and I'm damn sure not going to do it to prove a fucking point. You either going to get it the first time I explain it, or you're not. My mama always says, you listen with the desire, with the intention to understand. Now, if you don't do that the first time I say it, that's not my problem. So when Malcolm said he was sorry, Marie, at that moment, it was no longer his problem. He said, sorry, move on. You can't move on? Write it in a diary. Write my name on the fucking bathroom wall. Go to a therapist. But we're not going to talk about this shit all night. I would have shut that shit down. We're not going to talk about this all night. Bitch, I leave. I'm rich. I'll fucking leave. I don't have to stay here with you. But they were so codependent on each other. He was not finna fucking leave. So when she said the whole thing about he needs her, girl, you need him too. Y'all wouldn't survive without each other. As toxic as they are, they would not survive without each other. Like, even the end of the movie, after all that, the first thing he did was get up and look for her. And I was just like, why didn't you just, like, I would have just left. It was just too much. It was a lot. There was a lot of resentment. There was a lot of anger. There was a whole lot of passion. There was a lot of guilt. There was a lot of shame. There was a lot of hitting below the belt. Like, the shit that they were saying to each other. Slitting each other. Like, when he said the whole slit your wrist with a nail file. Are we bringing up my past? He was dirty for that. He was dirty. I mean, like, she said shit that bruised his ego, but he was actually bringing up her past. That just shows, like, for him, he felt like that was, like, acceptable because to him, like, his ego was everything. And she would put doubt in his mind so fucking good. Like, mediocre. 30 minutes later. You really thought my shit was mediocre? Like, nigga, what? Just shut up. I was just talking. He took that shit to heart. But he was saying fucked up shit to her. Like, girl, you don't even love yourself. Like, he was laying it thick. That scene in the bathtub, my favorite scene in the movie. Now, that portion right there, that 10 minutes right there, I think it was like 10 minutes. I will watch that over and over because, Oh man, I felt every bit of that. Her emotions, his emotions, the whole monologue that he had, just telling her everything that he felt, like everything he, it was like everything he could have possibly thought of the entire time that they have been together. He just let it out there. Like, there's things about you that I can't stand. But in spite of all those things, I love you. And that's what makes you you. Everything that I can't stand makes you who you are. And it was just like, it was almost like when he was saying all the bad things, she was just like, yeah, that's confirmation of how I already feel about myself. That's confirmation of what I think that you feel about me. But the moment he started saying about why he loves her and all these things, that's what really broke her, because I don't, like he said, you don't love yourself. She didn't believe none of that shit. It was written beautifully. The whole movie, it was good. It was very good. But yeah, definitely something I would say you'd have to watch at least once. I don't know if I would be able to watch it again, y'all. It was exhausting. I'd rather watch The Photograph. And The Photograph was not as grueling as that, but there were some touchy points in that movie that made me uncomfortable. But I've never been in a relationship where I would argue like that. Mainly because I pick and choose my battles, and the shit that I fight over, it's like relationship ending type shit. I'm not fighting over stupid shit. Not to say that Maria's reason for being upset was stupid, because she was well within her rights to be upset. You think the teacher, your kindergarten teacher or third grade teacher, my nigga, like you think your third grade teacher, you think your mama, nigga, your mama don't suck your dick? What? You could thank your mama for having you, but she didn't help you write this script. She didn't help you go through the lines. She didn't help you go through the plot. She didn't help you go through none of that shit. You remembered to thank her, though. And you forgot about me, the one who sleeps next to you at night? I felt her on that. I even felt it when she was like, you asked me if I was upset and I told you no. And yeah, I was telling the truth. I wasn't. But then people kept coming up to me. And that's the worst. It's one thing when you feel disrespected privately. But when the world sees the disrespect, when the world acknowledges that you disrespected her, and not only that, but they actually come up to her and tell her about the disrespect that you displayed. There's not a woman on planet fucking Earth that can ignore that. Not even me. And I don't even like arguing, but I would have definitely felt some type of way if you didn't thank me. And people started coming up to me afterwards like, ooh, girl, I am so sorry and thank you, girl. But don't take it personal. You hear that shit about 5 or 6 times, you're going to want to knock this nigga head off. So I feel Marie. I felt her. You know what I mean? So I get it. But like I said, once he apologized, that shit should have been over. Because, like, he apologized within the first 15 minutes. And then 2 hours later, this bitch was like, you could have just said. And I was like, what? Wait, I thought we moved past it. I was so confused. I thought we moved past it. I thought we grew. I thought we evolved. We said we were sorry. We made up. And you just going to stand there in your t-shirt and panties and tell me that I should have said all these things after you said all that at the beginning of the fucking movie. And I said, I was sorry, Marie. Marie was, telling you, Marie's a fucking cancer. Can't tell me she ain't. But yeah, man, go watch it. At least once. Just watch it at least once. You know, let me know how you feel about that, because I was definitely intrigued. But definitely, I didn't even finish the movie straight through. I was so exhausted from the argument, I stopped an hour in and took a break. And I mean a long-ass break. Like, I cooked dinner. I went for a walk with my son. We went to go get him a laptop for school because his other one broke. We came back and ate dinner. I actually put him to bed, read a book and all that shit. Then I sat down with my food, and then I decided to watch the second half of the movie because I was that fucking exhausted from the arguing. If you don't like arguing, I don't know if you'll make it. I'm the type of person, if I start a movie, I gotta finish it. But you may or may not make it if you don't like arguing. Now, if you want to see how other people fight, to see if you can relate to it, be my guest. But for those who are like me, that really don't like arguing, you may or may not be able to get through this movie. Because I know some people who didn't, who was like, fuck this shit, I'm not watching it. My friend was like, I turned that shit off. She said, I wanted to fuck both of them up. I was done. And it's like, I feel you. I had to take a break. I couldn't do it. You gotta watch that shit in 30-minute increments because it was just too much arguing for me. But yeah, it was a good movie. I liked it. I kind of wish I would have watched American Skin before I watched that, but I haven't watched that yet, and that's a whole nother thing because I'm just tired of the whole narrative of police brutality. But because it's like they flipped the script, I do want to watch it because I'm intrigued about how the other side is going to be played out. But I just have to mentally prepare myself for it, you know, because it's just a lot. And it's like I see this shit on the news all the time and on social media. The last thing I want to fucking do is watch it on TV. So I bought the movie. I just haven't watched it yet. So we'll see how I feel when I watch it. I don't know. If I'm not feeling it now, I'm not going to feel it no time soon, which means it's going to be a while before I even watch that movie. I think it took me a year. Has it been 2 years? Queen and Slim? When did that come out? Let me see. Queen and Slim. Yeah, Queen and Slim came out in 2019. I just watched it like the end of last year, y'all. And to be honest, I could have waited another year because that movie just pissed me off. We're not even going to get into it, but I did not enjoy that movie. The ending pissed me off. The little boy shooting that cop pissed me off. Them getting turned in pissed me off. That whole fucking, that movie, I'm not even going to talk about it. It's a stupid ass movie. So yeah, man, go watch it. Malcolm and Marie on Netflix. John David Washington and Zendaya. Zendaya, is that how you say her name? I feel like I say it funny. But yeah, it was good. It was good. I can't believe they spent so much fucking money on that movie for it to only be two people. What was it? It was how much did they spend? $2.5 million. They spent $2.5 million on arguing. They spent $2.5 million for some motherfuckers to argue with each other. Man. I guess I'll put in the show notes that don't listen if you don't want to hear spoilers. I don't want to hear y'all mouths. I just feel like if you click on this, you've already seen the movie. You want to hear what somebody think. Now, if you haven't watched the movie yet and you want to hear what somebody think, I just feel like you should just set yourself up to know that you're going to hear some spoilers. So don't, because I don't care. But I'll put it in the notes that spoiler alert. But yeah, man, I wish you guys would have heard the whole podcast that I had recorded earlier that was like an hour long about the whole thing, because I really like get into it and break it down, but I just can't bring myself to do all that all over again. 67 minutes gone. I'm giving y'all 30. It's a condensed, highlighted version. It's all good. We could talk about it more on Twitter, or if you want to send me an email, send me an email. We can chop it up, you know, talk about this, the craziness of these two motherfuckers, because they was crazy. Both of them, them motherfuckers need Jesus. Both of them. Okay. Jesus and counseling. That's what they both need. And a prayer. But yeah, man, hit me up on Twitter, Nightcapping Pod. That's Nightcapping Pod on Twitter. Or you can hit me up on my personal Twitter, Nearly412. Or you can hit me up on what is it, my email? Nightcappingpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about the movie. Did you guys like it? Could you relate? Could you not relate? Were you exhausted like me? What were your favorite parts? Let me know what you think. Yeah, man. I kind of like doing the whole episodes every 2 weeks. We'll see. I might throw some bonus. I think I just dropped a bonus episode, and that was like a really short one, but it was a bonus episode. Just giving you guys an update on my dating life, if you guys care. I got stories for that ass. If we ever want to talk about my dating life, I got some stories that'll make you laugh. But yeah, listen to all the episodes, catch up on everything. I'm giving you guys 2 weeks to listen to each episode. It's the end of the episode. If you like what you've heard, show me some love on Apple Podcasts by subscribing and giving me a 5-star rating. And if you want to talk about this topic a little bit more, hit me up on Twitter at Narrowly412. That's on Twitter at Narrowly412. Talk to y'all next episode. Peace.